Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 12th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, we hear the continual angst around Israel's request for a king to govern them and rule over them instead of God. And Samuel kind of recounts a history of lack of faithfulness of the Hebrew or Israelite people. And in verse 9 of chapter 12, Samuel says, "But they forgot the Lord." But they forgot the Lord. And I know that we don't like to admit it, but we get scared sometimes. And fear is driving a lot of what's going on under the surface in this book of Samuel. And we should understand, because we worry about life all the time, like the ancient Hebrews did. We worry that life or the challenges life presents us will overwhelm us, undo us, maybe even worse, humiliate us. We worry that we aren't going to have all that we need to survive. We become anxious that somehow we will fail to provide for our loved ones in ways in which they have grown accustomed. While things seem to be going well at the moment, we're aware that fortunes can change in an instant, and that reality has a way of keeping us up at night and disquieting our soul. Now, throughout the biblical narrative, the Israelites' greatest failing, it would appear, was their forgetfulness. They had forgotten how God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt. They'd forgotten how God had provided for them food and water in the desert of all places. They'd forgotten how God had led them and even given them a land flowing with milk and honey. When faced with a new challenge, the Hebrew people would panic as if God would somehow stop providing for them, stop taking care of them as God had done in the past. And I think we should empathize, because when we get scared, forgetfulness becomes our greatest enemy too. The cure for fear is actually remembrance. So the next time anxiety begins to take hold of your life, start remembering. Actually recount yourself all the many times God has come to your rescue in the past. Remember, make remembrance a practice. Remember, God will not forget you. And remember that God will not forsake you, not now and not ever. So I want you to take some time today to think about a time or multiple times when you thought you were done for. It was the end, but God somehow rescued you. Let's pray. Lord God, we ask that you would forgive our forgetfulness. Create in us a remembering and trusting spirit. Help us to cling to the truth that while we're prone to forget, you always, always remember. You remember us, and you love us for eternity, and we will endeavor to always remember to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.